Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Mr. Shango Henry is the guest. He is an actor who has had many, many roles in films. So without delay, we will go to Shango Henry. Hello, Shango, and how are you?
Greetings. Hey, I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, that's good. That is great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Glad
thanks
to have
for
you
having
back.
Me.
Yes, yes, thank you. What films have you acted in since the last show?
Let me see. Was I doing The Great Escape the last time? It was a couple
yes,
movies
you were.
In between.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, since then, I did it was an action movie. God, you know, I can't even think the name of it, but then there's a comedy that I did called based on Jesus' resurrection. It is the revenge and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'm playing Jesus. Cue those pictures on Facebook. And most recently, The House of Lies, which was just on last night, with Don Cheadle and Nia Long and Kristen Bell and some other real notables. Really, really good. Really good.
Okay, so you got to work with Nia Long and John, did you say John Chavita?
No, Don Cheadle.
Don Tito? Okay. All right. That sounds great. It seems like the last time.
Called The House of Lies. I'm sorry.
House of Lies. Yeah. You had a show that you were on The Great Escape, and you had like 100 films, seemed like not 100 films, but 100 things that you had did. I mean, it's really impressive. Is 2013 going to be an even bigger year? For you?
Oh, yeah.
Television?
Well, I can say if history follows the way it's been going, I completely expect that because each year, like if you go to my IMDb page, you see each year the roles got bigger, meaning I did less because the roles were bigger. I did a lot more from 2008. I did a lot. And then it started tapering down. Last year was my slowest, but it was my biggest year because I had two films that was in theaters around the country. One with Adam Sandler, Bucky Larson, Born to Be a Star, and another one with Charles Dutton, which was The Obama Effect. And then, of course, the project on The Great Escape with Ron Howard, and then ending the year with Don Cheadle. But still, that was my slowest year. But The Great Escape took like 4 months, you know, because we worked. Remember, it was on for like 16 weeks. And then it went, it stayed on even longer than that. But the amount of weeks that we worked took about 4 months. So that was a large part of the year right there. And so when we finally settled down and getting back in the groove, agents, you know, getting you back out there, you getting back out there yourself, you know, and a couple more months was lost in between. It wasn't lost because that's when I did that Jesus project, and I can't think of any other action. I'm drawing a blank right now on that one.
Okay.
But busy right on.
How does it feel being an actor? I mean, you waited to like 2007 or 2008 to start to act, if I'm not mistaken, about this. How does it feel to be a bona fide, full-fledged actor? I mean, no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Do you feel that you're in the right career?
Oh, absolutely. It's only a part of who I am because, you know, to say I'm an actor, that doesn't complete me. That's not my sum total. That's one of the things that I do. But it feels, and I'm just claiming it and coming to grips with, I'm full-fledged, especially after a year like last year. I'm like, wow, look at all the stuff that's going on. And it really didn't faze me a lot compared to when I first got started. Any little audition I got, I was calling everybody. You know, but last year, I'm looking at how, because it hasn't made that gigantic difference where I can, I say I'm going to have a Facebook party. Don't hold me to it. I have
okay.
a Facebook party. All my Facebook fans and friends who supported me over the years, I don't know, rent some big mansion or something and just throw down. Tell everybody on Facebook, meet over here, it's gone down. You know,
okay.
I ain't going to be that guy when I strike it like that y'all don't know where I'm at and y'all can't find me. Granted, a person, you know, you'll be harder to reach. I know I'll be harder to reach because you're more busy, you don't have the same time. You know what I mean? Because everything goes a lot faster. Like when I was doing The Great Escape as an actor, one of the things about that, I love that energy, because everything is going fast, everything is moving, everybody's productive. You feel, you know, you're part of a big project. You know, it's going on. You feel really good. I can tell you that. You feel really good. I can tell you that. You know, excuse me. And it's good
okay.
to feel good, because feeling good is sort of associated with being healthy.
Okay. You've been in numerous films. I keep going back to, you've been in The Resolve, Wedding Day, so Celebrity Sex Tape, Spades, Chains, Showstopper, The Extra, 180, Dr. Spine, Dilated, Freeloaders, Phantoms Deep, He Who Finds a Wife 2, Double Cross, New Nuns, Big Guns, and on it goes. you are very talented.
I forgot some of those movies. You name the movies there. I forgot. I don't go in there often. I really don't. There's no reason. I've done them, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much. I agree with you. But there's, the biggest room is room for improvement. I'm always trying to improve myself, though. I recognize that. I'm not going to say I'm not challenged, not when things continue to improve. I accept that I am, and I thank God that for that gift.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is wonderful. I had wanted to be an actor, and that's why this is so impressive, because I've been in 8 films, and what you did is so amazing and so impressive. I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
I know we already went over this the last show, but for those who didn't hear the last show, how did you first get your start in the acting field? What made you want to go into acting?
Oh, it was nothing that I ever wanted to do. It kind of maneuvered its way to me. That's why I know it's absolutely going to work. It's something that God did. I could have and would have never chosen. But I was a personal trainer. I mean, I exercised myself real good, worked out, always did, trained other people. And there was a client that I had at the time in Atlanta. He's a doctor, and he was having in town Samuel Jackson's wife, Tanya Richardson. She wasn't coming to see him. She's coming to visit a friend of hers, but her friend knew him and then so took her by to see him with it. And whatever her ailment was. And he told me maybe she would work out with me. She's going to be in town for a week. So I went by. She didn't want to work out. Very nice lady. So I wanted to know, how do people actually become a celebrity trainer? Because every fitness trainer wants to train celebrities. You make a lot more money.
Oh, okay.
You know,
that's what you did before acting. You were a fitness trainer.
Yes. I still am. I mean, I train people a little on the side. Not much. But if it fits the schedule, then I'll do it. I don't go all out to make it that. But people see me and ask me, you know, it's obvious, you know, I know what I'm doing. You know,
yeah.
So. But that was how I wound up. She gave me a phone number to call, to make a contact out here, which is Michael Blanks, Billy Blanks' brother, from the Tybo guy. And one thing led to another. I wound up out here, and a friend of mine was going to do a TV show. And on the show, I was going to be the trainer. So if I was going to be on TV, I wanted to look right on TV so I could make sure I'd get me more clients. So that prompted me to take an acting class. When I took the class, then that coach, God bless him, he's dead and gone, Ruben Moreno, he said if I wanted to act, I had a future. He said, I'm like, really? and the rest is history. I remember then he gave me what really impressed me. He gave me a monologue, my first monologue, and it was Sidney Poitier from Raising in the Sun. Floored me. Yeah, that floored me. I'm like, you giving me Sidney? You think I ain't nowhere near? I said, why you? He said, because that's you. I was like, wow. I learned that thing upside down, inside out, left and right. You know, I need to refresh up on it now. I'm just thinking back. Wow, yeah, and that. I took off after that. That was it. It took me. You know, I never lived like this. Was something just? It's like I am taken up in a wind, and I'm just being hurled, and I'm just riding. And this, and you know, as much as my people who know me. See me and tripping out. Look, I'm tripping too. Believe me, I'm in it. You know I'm tripping, but I'm grateful for because I never saw this coming. I'm serious. You never know what the Most High is going to do. You know, in the middle. This is in the middle of a lot of adversity. You know, on the other side, because there's always another side. You know, this stuff one side y'all see, but there's some adversity on the other side. You know, unnecessarily. There's David in the middle of all that, you know. You know, that's why we have to be, not allow ourselves to make excuses for not doing what we say we want to do.
Right.
We'll come up with excuses and reasons not to do it. You know, success is really something. You know, a lot of us are afraid of success and don't really want the responsibility that comes. We love success. We love it. We love to see people. That's why we watch people on TV all the time who are successful. But some of us don't really want that. We love to admire people, but we don't really want something like that. It's, you know, some do and some don't. I think most people don't. Huh?
I was just agreeing with you. Sometimes people don't want success, but yeah, I'm agreeing with you. That's all.
Yeah.
Agreeing with what you're saying. So you say you had an adversary. Well, I was always told that the adversary would make you stronger. You know,
and
hating on you would make you try harder.
And it sure has.
So you have to. It's like having a glass a full of lemons. You turn it into lemonade.
There you go.
All right. What dialects do you speak?
A couple African dialects, kind of swing, a little Jamaican, something like that. You know, it's kind of normal and natural to speak African dialect. I remember one time I went to an audition. And they said that it was for foreigners. And I said, "Why you say to me? I'm okay. I'm ready. You want me now?"
That's good.
He said, "No, just wait a minute. No problem. I will wait." Then I went inside and said, "So who are you?" "I am Shango." He said, "So where are your parents from?" "My parents here, United States." And the more we talked, and the more they realized that my parents were from here. But it was, man, the audition was a good 10 minutes. It was so much fun. They believed they called me back. I had a call back and everything. I don't think they didn't. I think they just didn't go forward with that particular project. But that was early on. That was real fun. I had a lot of fun.
All right. Have you always lived in the United States, or do you just pick up on dialects like this?
Not always. I'm born and raised in the United States.
You're born and raised in the United States? So yes. You did some traveling, okay.
Yes, I haven't traveled outside the United States, you know, other than Canada. But, you know, that's something I look forward to doing.
All right. Shango, we're going to go to break, and we're going to give you time to rest your throat, get a glass of water, and then we're going to come back, okay?
Sounds good, okay.
All right, listeners. We've
got to
pay some bills.
Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumping. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services. When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylist and makeup artist, daily itinerary, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers. At-risk youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 72 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his/her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggle with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth, hands-on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks. That will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny project, please contact us at client@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters.
All right, listener, we have Mr. Shane Golahiri on Show Talk with Angela Butler. You just heard some commercials, and now we're going to go back into the conversation and interview with Shane Golahiri. Shango, do you sing a rap?
Yeah, I actually do rap. I wouldn't consider myself a singer. I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
So you're going to hear Luther Vandross, but, you know, I think we all can hum a little song a little bit here. But rapping, yeah, I happen to be musically inclined, so if there's some good music, something's on my heart, I'll do it. No problem. Actually, that's okay. Something that's coming up in the not-too-distant future. Without giving too much away, But I'm actually going to be releasing something soon. The first single. It'd be sexy and hot. I can tell you that. It's not a lady that wouldn't want to hear it. I bet you that. Kind of song you can listen to driving home. It's the kind of song you can listen to all alone.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, understand me? Like that. And then conscious old school, you know, I'm OG, you know, so I'm all about the peace. You know, so you know the Bloods and Crips and others, you know, I'm about the peace, you know, so it'd be messages of love, coming from a language that they can identify with, but what's being said is peace in the neighborhood. No more drive-bys killing innocent babies and mothers and fathers, and chill with that noise, you know. Let's get and be more productive, you know. I mean, there came a time when gangsters was doing that. Let's go back in the day, but they're not doing that now. They tell you gangsters are still around, but they have took their money and they're productive. They have businesses now. So, I mean, come on, how long are you going to ride around your neighborhood on a bike shooting people and stuff? We got to really get up off of that, you know. And so this is the message. So everybody's going to want to hear my music and promote it so that more people can hear it, because it's a message of it's a party message. You know, we get down, have a good time, but then there's a serious side to it too as well. It's going to be dealing with health, not coming down on nobody. You know what I mean? Everybody not going to be like me. I'm not crazy, you know, but at the same time, I know everybody want to do better, including me. So I'm always going to be encouraging people to do better if they want to do better. If you cool where you are and you weigh 250 and you feel you hot and you sexy, do you. Hold your ground. Stand your ground, because you hot and sexy to me. I can see hot and sexy is an attitude. It's a look. It's not your body. It's not clothes. It's none of that. It's what's in your eye. You understand me? And those of us that know, we don't waste our time with pickup lines. We just look in your eyes and read the signs.
Oh, okay. All right.
You understand me? And that's what's up,
all
though.
Right, I understand
real
you.
Talk.
I understand you. I have the today was the celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King's holiday. And I'd like to ask, how did you celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King's holiday? And also, it was the inauguration of President Barack Obama, his second term. How did you celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King holiday, and what do you think about President Barack Obama, his second term?
I'm not going to do the politics thing. This is what I'll tell you. I wish him the best, that part, in terms of what he do and different things, what they've been going on. I'm not going to go, that leads somewhere else, but I'll say that. I wish him the best, and I wish the best for my country, the United States of America. Dr. King, you know, whenever we could hear him, and I've heard that speech many times, we all stop what we're doing to listen to the melodic rhythm, sound of the voice of God speaking through that man, crying for peace and justice for black people, for all people. But in particular, of course it's for all, but he came out of our hurt and our cry, and it became for all, because there was whites who identified. See, I'm getting into it, and I ain't want to go there. So, you know,
okay.
I love Dr. King Day. You know, I celebrated by being independent and continuing to make myself a better person, which is what I do every day. You know, I don't work a 9-to-5. If I did work a 9-to-5 at a factory someplace, they wouldn't expect me to be there, because they would know I want to celebrate that holiday like we had taken off every other holiday, representing whether it's Memorial Day or President's Day, whatever other holiday we're taking off. If we're truly honoring him, then everybody should have off if they want off. If they want off. Some people can't afford to take off. We still got to keep it real. We got bills to pay. You know,
yes.
We honor him in our heart. We still got to keep it real, right? Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we still have to keep it real. We've got some callers, and I'm going, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask them if they have anything they'd like to say to you, any questions they would like to ask you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hello, caller. You're on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Do you have a question for Mr. Shango Heary? Or did you just call to listen? Okay. Guess you're just listening. Hello, caller. Do you have any questions for Mr. Shango Heary? Shango Heary? Okay. All right. Looks like I'm scaring off my listeners because some of the phones are hanging up. So let's go back into the questions. You were telling me when we talked earlier about a calendar, and you said I could mention it on the air and you would talk about it. You know I'm nosy. If you don't know it, you know it now. I'm nosy. So let's talk about your calendar. What type of calendar is this, and are you going to be in the calendar?
I'm the feature.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Needless to say, y'all do the math. With a body like this, now what you expect? Shit. You can expect the best you've seen yet. You can expect the best you've seen yet from a seasoned vet. You got that?
Okay.
And it's going to be a display, model pictures, and I want to offer the opportunity for all women who feel that they're sexy to be sexy, to be a part of my calendar. I'll be the centerfold, but the ladies can, that's from, if you're 50 and sexy, do your thing. You're going to send your pictures in. If you're 60 and sexy, come on. You understand me? Wherever your age, if you feel that, send them in. If you BBW, regardless of race, creed, or color, hey, send them in. You feel like that, send them in. No nude pictures. tasteful. Grown and sexy, as close to the edge as possible, you know, and as comfortable as you are, as it relates to you and respecting yourself. I don't knock one or the other. If one person want to show whatever, a leg, and you don't feel that's disrespectful, you know, again, once again, do you. Then at some point we're, you know, still in the organizing stages of it. Be some raffles for those who would win would then get a centerfold picture with me.
Okay.
Still in the developmental stages, but it's going to be great. So, and in particular, if you have like somebody like you and others who may be listening who have something that they're doing, they can use that to promote their own business as well.
Okay.
Because that's what it is. It's a promotional vehicle for me. It can be a promotional vehicle for whomever joined, besides being just a beautiful face and body.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You were talking about with a body like this, okay. You lift weights, right? Of course. let's talk a little bit about your fitness routine. How do you stay in such great shape? Look like a trainer, of course.
I am. I'm gonna show y'all how I stay in great shape.
Okay.
I'm gonna show you. There's among other things coming. There's going to be a video, but to answer your question, I'm going to start with a core video, but it's a combination of mental focus, determination, desire, you know, all these things, you know, the exercising of your will.
Okay. All right, the exercising of your will. All right. Right.
I mean, a lot of us want, but we don't want it bad enough. We say we do. You know what I mean? But when it comes down to it, the first adversity come up, we'll get out of it. And it's always going to be the most perfect thing, because it's to test you to see how bad you really want it. And it's going to be the most perfect reason to get you to stay the whatever you consider yourself. Some people, I heard people call themselves terrible names like a slob, a slouch, lazy, a bum. If that's what you are, shame on you. But when you're that because that's what you're choosing to be, and every time an obstacle come out, you opt out instead of staying in. And I know because I've had a number of clients done that over the years and years and years and years. And I witness it. I know it when I see it. So I know it always comes within 90 days, trust me. Within 90, because things happen in threes. And within those 90 days, you're going to be tried and tested hard. Because when you want to improve yourself, you're going to be tested equally to the degree that you want to improve yourself. Because you're talking about doing something that's really good for you, for your body and all that. So you're going to be tried. Anything worthwhile is going to be hard to get at.
All right. So you have a calendar coming out. You have a rap CD coming out. And you have more films. So 2013 sounds like it's really going to be explosive. Really big.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's going to be
for you.
It's going to be bigger than a nuclear bomb, like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
I look forward to it.
I'm just curious about something. This is a personal question. What pounds of weights do you lift? What is the pounds? What is it, 200, 300?
What you want to know, about to lift you? You want to know about to lift you? Is that what you want to know?
I showed you could lift me. I was just wondering.
Well, it depends. You have different, like, for instance, for my arms, I don't go real heavy because you have heavier weights. Understand this. Heavyweight develops what's called a slow twitch muscle, meaning your movements are not going to be confined and restricted stiff. And this is what you see when you see big guys who are like overly muscle built. They're like very robot-like. I'm into exercising and building my body where it's functional. Now, I'm not downing them or knocking them because they're doing that for their own particular reason. Plus, it makes them happy, so more power to them. I'm speaking for me. I want to be able to move, bend, I'll go on a ball, crushed up in a car, whatever the case may be. I don't want to be where I can't get in any position I need to be in. So I don't lift real heavy. I lift and I do more repetitions for the look that you see. And it only gives me that blow. Most of this comes from what I do at home or at the park, you know, using my own body strength. When I add weight to it, then it gives it that extra. So I don't lift heavy on no account. The heaviest I'll go be on the bench is a couple hundred pounds, 225 or maybe 280 or something. That's it, once or twice. That's it.
Okay.
And then on the free weights, I may do 50 or 60 pounds. If I do several reps on the free weights, I have 50 or 55 pounds in each hand. If I'm doing several reps, I'll do 50 reps on the flat bench, on the incline. And if you're talking about chest, for those, and that's it for my arms, chest, back, you know, for my trap muscles, those are heavyweight. I do 75 pounds. That's about the heaviest one. I do 75 for my traps and let me see. That's about it. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, when I'm squatting, my legs.
Right.
Squatting once again, I'm not gonna go over 300. You know, your leg muscle, the biggest muscle you know you have, supports you, strongest muscle, and a lot of blood there takes. You know, so squats are very good, but I don't go real heavy once again because I want to be able to stay flexible, to be able to continue to do kicks like I do. Because you know, every time your legs are in the air, you're working your core, your stomach. That has a lot to do with why my abs is different than most ab muscles you see because of the kicks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So my stomach muscles are there from natural movement as opposed to just doing a particular exercise itself.
Now, I have a question. Have you ever did a fitness DVD of your own or with anyone else?
I said that. That's what I mentioned earlier. That's what's
okay. That's what I thought you said. You have a fitness DVD coming out.
Yes.
Okay. All right. It's not out yet, though.
No, it's coming. Shango Fitness.
Okay. All right. You've been in a lot of films and everything, but have you been in any new videos or television shows since the last show about six months ago?
The last show I was on was 1 month ago.
Okay.
That was a month ago when I did The House of Lies.
Okay, and that's a TV show?
Yes.
Okay, The House of Lies. Okay. All right. Out of all the characters that you have portrayed, who is your favorite character? Do you even have a favorite character?
No. I don't think so. No. Mm-hmm.
No. You're so versatile to you just like them all. Okay. I enjoy. Okay. That pretty much completes all the questions. I have one more question. Before in the show, you said there was very little meat that you ate.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Is that part of your fitness routine, or is that just a personal choice, or both?
Yeah, it's definitely both. For me, I'm not as sluggish, and from my study, it's better for my digestive and my body not to have to try to break down meat. It can't be broken down. You know, you can only get the juices from whatever we eat. Our body is all water. So all our body wants is the juices. The waste is what comes out. It's just like you wring a towel out. All the water come out of the towel, and then what's left is the towel.
Okay.
We just want the juice. That's what our body does. It gets the juice from everything we get. That's why when you get sick, the first thing the doctor do is put you on IV. They put you on liquid.
Okay.
To even be able to tell what's wrong with you and get a diagnosis, you got to shut your system down. Your system runs best when nothing is in it. Contrary to what they say, the more you eat, the healthier you are. That's why we all messed up right now. Our country is our most unhealthiest. People are thinking more, you need to eat something. You need to eat. No, you need to eat less. Because people who live over 100, they're called centurions. There aren't any fat ones. And I'm not saying that to all my lovely, chubby, fat, juicy women and my cool big brothers and others. Hey,
okay.
If you want to live over 100, you got to trim it down. I'm just saying.
Okay.
You know, and most of them are over in Okinawa. Most everybody over there is in 90s and over 100.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So that just about concludes my questions for the show.
okay.
Mr. Shango Henry, I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Is there anything that you like to say to the listeners, I want people to know about. I know, of course, I'm going to tell them to go out and support your films and things like that, but is there anything else you'd like to share with the listening audience?
Well, I would like to thank them all for listening and for supporting me over the years. Though it's only been a few, thank you very much. Whether it's been years, a day, or a month, thank you. Thank you for those of you who came on listening right now, and stay positive, stay focused, and just know that whatever you want to accomplish, you can, if you will. That's it, and that's what's up.
Okay. All right. Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Thank you for having me, Angela.
Thank you. And I wish you the best in your career, and you've already proven that you can act. And that you're multi-talented with the CD that's coming out and everything. So you just keep
trying. Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you. That's right. I didn't tell you. Also, there's another movie right now. Quentin Tarantino has Django Unchained out, which is my spelling of my name, Shango. That's a French version. D-J-A-N-G-O. X-A-N-G-O is my spelling. Well, there's a gentleman doing a movie on Nat Turner. It's Nat Turner Unchained. Very similar to Quentin's movie. Quentin Tarantino's movie, very controversial, with Jamie Foxx. This movie, which is going to be even more controversial. Coming soon. Yep.
Okay. All right. So you have another film coming out. Okay. Thank you for sharing
yep.
that with me
You're
and
welcome.
The listening audience. And I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela. But again, I wish you the best. I wish you the best.
Wish you the best as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Listeners, you've been listening to Mr. Shango Henry. He is an actor who's appeared in many films. He's very talented and versatile. As you heard, he has a lot of different dialects, numerous dialects. He's a great actor. I've seen some of his films, and he's real good. And I encourage you to support him and the films that he is in and go out and see him because it's a treat. I thank the listeners who did call in, even though you didn't say anything. I thank you for calling in, and all 15 of you, some of you started hanging up, so I guess you were a little bashful about talking. So, but thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler, and I'll see you tomorrow night with, hopefully, if everything goes as planned, Dr. Walter Burns will be on the show promoting his new book, and he's been on the show before. He's worked with the Kitchen Cabinet with President Barack Obama. He has 4 doctoral degrees, and he should be a very interesting guest for the listeners. And I'll see you tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For those of you who choose to tune in, I thank you all for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Good night.